Thank you. Please be seated. Let's pray as we commend this time to the Lord. Father God, we bow before you this morning, and we thank you for your faithfulness, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father God, as we gather now as a body of your people, we pray that you will meet with each one of us at our own personal point of need, Father. We pray that you will draw us into your presence, that you will give us a greater awareness of your holiness, an awareness of your love, and a sense of your faithfulness, Lord. As we share your word, as we bring our offering of praise and worship to you this morning, we pray, Father, that it will be worthy of you in some small measure. But we pray above all that you would presence yourself with us, Lord. Pour your spirit out upon us. Fall afresh on us, your people, and draw us into your presence to the glory of Jesus' name. Amen. Well, communicating with God takes a whole variety of forms, and we've read from God's word this morning, and that's certainly one of them. We sang to God, but it involves several faculties, and I want to just draw these to our attention as we just pause and quiet our hearts as we come before God this morning. And the first is listening. You see, we've got a problem. And Isaiah explains this problem to us in 59, verses 1 to 2. Look, listen, God's arm is not amputated. He can still save. God's ears are not stopped up. He can still hear. There's nothing wrong with God. The wrong is in you. Your wrong-headed lives caused the split between you and your God. Your sins got between you so that he doesn't hear you. That reminds us that there's a barrier between us and God that as we come to him, we need to get rid of. And that barrier, of course, is our sin, our wrongdoing, the things we've done, the things we've left undone that maybe we ought to have done. But God hasn't left us in our misery and in our sin. He's given us an amazing promise. And so as well as listening to God, we need to respond to him. And here's what it says in 1 John 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. The problem stated by God and the problem solved by God in the person of his son. And that's the promise that we have this morning. So as we come before God, I'd like us to say the Lord's Prayer together, because, of course, talking is a very simple way of communicating with God. Having listened to God, having responded to God, let's now offer back to God the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And hopefully this will be the same version. Is this the one that I sent? Is it good? Okay, let's read this prayer together and offer it from our hearts to a holy God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And just before we rush off from that, I just want to draw you back to that verse about that line about forgiveness. The reminder that we're saying to God, forgive us as we have been willing to forgive others. That's a very, very challenging statement. It's a very real statement. And it's a very important statement in terms of our attitude of heart. What I want us to do now is just bow our heads. And if there's something in our life that we need to forgive someone for, remember that forgiveness is not an option. It's a requirement of God. Forgiveness does not require the person saying sorry. That starts to fit in with reconciliation. Let's just spend a moment as we think about that. Father God, as we bring before you our lack of forgiveness, we rejoice in your willingness to forgive. And we thank you that we can come forgiven as your children because of what our Lord Jesus has done for us. Father, help us to let go the forgiveness from our own hearts to those who have wronged us, knowingly or otherwise, and do so to the glory and the power of Jesus' name. Amen. Well, another way that we communicate in Trinity is we have signing songs. Because, of course, not everybody can speak and hear the way many of us can. And I wonder, do we always appreciate the blessings that God gives us? But certainly on a first Sunday, we like to do some signing songs. And we're going to have a couple of songs, I understand, this morning. Is that right, Liz? We're going to have one, and then Bill's going to lead us in another one. So if the children would like to come forward, the girls will lead us in these songs. Thank you.
Welcome, lots of children today. Lovely to see you. We're going to do a sign song today that we learnt last month, and you all did really well. So we're just going to remember that we sing the first verse twice, and then the chorus once, and then the verse again repeated. So it's Jesus is the King of Heaven, and we'll have a go. Do it now. Song. It's a familiar one to many people in the church, but we actually haven't, I don't think, got the words up for it. It's From the Lips of Children. So, just.
Okay, you all know it, I think.
From the lips of children, out of the mouths of babies, boys and girls are singing perfect praise to God. How great is our God, how small are we, how great is his love for you and me. From the lips of children, out of the mouths of babies, boys and girls are singing perfect praise to God.
You guys want to go back, your mums and dads? And Karen is going to come and bring us our reading. Another way that we can praise God is again by our lips, but also giving testimony to what God has done. And Karen's going to read the Magnificat to us, and I thought we had to have a mother reading this. Thank you, Karen.
This is Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich empty away. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our forefathers."
Are we reminded to us that we need to give testimony to what God does in our lives? You know, for so many people out there in the world, you're probably as close as it gets to them actually opening a Bible. So they will look at our lives. They will look at how we react, how we respond, the way we live our lives, the way we say things, the way we behave under pressure, etc. And they will look to us for an example. And we should be free and willing and careful to give testimony and glory to God for what is done in our lives. We're going to stand and sing again. This one's 1102 in Mission Praise. Praise Him, You Heavens. Thank you.